Plum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, after Cedric failed to figure out how to run the projection machine, the old fellows purchased for their theater, Lum made arrangements for Abner to go to the county seat next week and learn how to operate the machine from the projectionist at the Lyric Theater. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Abner is arranging things in a suitcase.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you don't have to get your satchel all packed today. You ain't leaving till Monday.
I know I ain't long, but I just hate that last-minute rash. Hating this spot.
Well, you'll have plenty of time. And another thing, I don't see what you're taking so much stuff along with you for. Granny, you ain't gonna go but 22 miles.
Yeah, but I'll be gone for a week. That's 6 whole days right there, Nogis, where'd I put that toothbrush now?
Toothbrush?
I could have swore I had it here not 2 seconds ago somewhere.
Well, you still got it. You're holding it in your hand.
I just hope I ain't lost it. It's a green handle.
Abner, I told you it's right
there. Never mind, I'll find it myself. It's got to be around here somewhere. I know what
I've never seen you so excited before in my life.
Oh, me.
But he'd think you'd never taken a trip before. What are you so excited for?
I ain't excited.
You ain't, huh?
Oh, of course not.
Well, how come you got your vest on inside out there?
Why, how
in the world could you ever get it buttoned up that way?
Well, I do know. I reckon how come me to do a thing like that? I never done nothing like that before in my whole life.
Well, I believe you better just sit down in that rocker there and calm yourself down.
Let's see now.
You're acting like a frog sitting on a hot stove. Go on now, sit down and pull yourself together.
Well, wait a minute.
You're all red in the face there. You're excited to death.
I ain't excited, no such a thing. I gotta check through my satchel again, make sure I got everything.
Look at that, you're perspiring.
Oh, me. Let's see what all I got in here now. Let me see.
For goodness sake, you've checked through that thing 1,000 or 100 times already, and besides, you've got till Monday to do that.
Overshoes, muffler, oranges, cap with earmuffs, heavy socks.
Sound to goodness. Now, where do you think you're going anyway, to the North Pole?
Well, it might turn awful cold any day. Elizabeth said it might.
Now, since when did Elizabeth get to be a weather profiteer?
Well, she's worried about me. She don't want me to take down sick when I'm so far away from home where she can't be there to take care of me.
So far away from home? 22 miles. Grannies, you could walk that if you had to.
Handkerchief, shoe polish, flannel nightshirt, bed socks, pitcher Elizabeth, metal pearl, bananas.
Bananas?
Huh?
Them things are going to be in fine shape by next Monday.
Oh, well, it's might nigh impossible to get them now, Lom. More like I wouldn't be able to get any on Monday. Have to get them things when you can. Let's see now. Ought to take along some books to read, too, I reckon.
Books?
Yeah.
And you ain't read a book clean through in your whole life.
Well, I know, but I always like to take a couple of books along on a trip, just in case I do decide to take up reading. Fact says I did read a whole book once. Or almost all of it. That love novel we got in the library, that Love Twixt Golden Strands.
All you done with that was just read the first couple of chapters and then looked at the end of it to see how it come out.
Well, that's all you read a book for, ain't it? Just to see how it comes out. Believe I'll take Gilbert the Boy Trapper along with me this time. That always looked interesting to me.
You'll need to take Gilbert or somebody along with you to tote all that trash you're aiming on taking.
Here's another book we got I've always wanted to read, too. The Last of the Moccasins there. Must have had quite a run on them things to sell them all out. Must have had a fire sale or something, I reckon.
That's the Last of the Mohegans, not the Moccasins.
Well, what are Mohegans?
I don't know, but I know they ain't nothing you wear on your feet.
Eh, huh?
More likely a coat or a cape or a Spanish shawl. Anyways, you ain't gonna have time to sit around reading no books, I can tell you that right now. You're going to be at the Lyric Theater there learning how to run a moving picture machine.
All the time?
Well, as much of the time as they'll let you hang around there and watch them. Recollect, this is a business trip you're making, not a pleasure.
Now, wait a minute. That's our ring, Mom.
Well, I'll get it. More than likely, Eugene Blevins calling about some of that carpenter work you're doing for us over at the warehouse.
Oh, let's see. I better check through this satchel again, too.
Hello, John. I'm down store and library. I'm Edwards, moving picture executive talking.
Here are some baked sweet potatoes.
Mom?
Come along now.
Oh, yes, he's here.
Let's see.
All right, Elizabeth. Want to speak with him?
That's all of
Just a minute. I'll ask him. Abner?
Huh?
your woman, Elizabeth. Wants to know if you recollected to put in them two pair of heavy underwear.
Yeah, I put them in. I believe I did. I'll check through here to be sure.
Hello, Elizabeth. Yeah, he says...
Wait a minute, Lom. Wait a minute. Doggies, I don't see them here nowhere.
Just a minute, Elizabeth.
I was sure them things was here. I recollect picking them up just as plain as if it was only this morning.
Well, make up your mind. In and out.
Let me look through here now. I'll check here good. Just see. Don't see them here nowhere.
More likely just forgot to put them in. They must still be in your room at home. Hello, Elizabeth. Abner ain't got them here, so they must be at home there, Summers. Yes, Mom, do that. All right, Elizabeth. No, not at all. Goodbye.
Now, what could I did with them things? They ain't here, sure the world.
For goodness sakes, Abner. That ain't nothing to worry about. You got till Monday to find them. Besides, it ain't hardly cool enough for long underwear yet, no way.
I can recollect picking them things up, both pair of them. Now, what could I did with them?
Tell him what you might have did with them. Condition you worked yourself up into. You're going to be a nervous wretch before you ever leave town.
I just hope I ain't lost them. Them's the only two good pair I got, too. I better check through this satchel again. They might be down there in the bottom.
Abner, you're going to wear that thing out checking through it. Now, just sit down and catch your breath. Penny, you're starting to get all flushed in the face.
I am.
Why, sure. Sweat's just rolling off your forehead there.
Doggies, it is, ain't it?
Yeah, you're more than likely fussed around to where you got yourself a fever. Now, sit down and rest for a second.
Well, that might be a good idea. And maybe I can recollect whereabouts I put them things. Let me think now.
No, don't even think about that. Forget about this trip of yours altogether. There's a whole weekend before you have to leave. And there's a lot of stuff we can get done on that picture show in that time.
I might have got mixed up and put them things right back in the dresser drawer. Just about what I done.
Let it go at that. Just forget it, Abner, and concentrate on the picture show. For instance, did you know anything about collecting them old tin cans like I told you?
Why, yeah, you told me to collect them, Lon.
Well, did you do it?
Let's see now.
Don't you recollect I told you to get a batch of big ones that we can use for reflectors at the theater?
Reflectors?
I told you about it. Eugene said he couldn't buy no regular reflectors for the electric lights because he never had no priorities for them. So I told him we'd get some old tin cans and polish them up good and use them.
Yeah.
Just as good.
Yeah, I recollect now.
Well, have you rounded up any so far?
Let's see now. What did I do about that? Let me think now.
For goodness sake. I believe you're losing your mind today, Abner.
I told Cedric to go out and collect all he could. That's what I done. Told Cedric to do it.
Well, that's better than not doing nothing about it.
Yeah, that's what I done. Let's see now. What could I have done with them things? Doggies. Maybe you are right, Lom. I believe I am getting a fever. Just feeling my head here once.
Oh, you're all right, Abner. I never meant that serious.
Well, I must have one. I've never been so hot in all my life. I'm having hot chill. That's what I'm having.
Well, I wouldn't wonder the way you've been fussing around here today.
Just feel my head, Lom. I might have a typhoon fever for all I know.
Oh, no, you ain't. Huh. Your head is pretty hot.
Oh, I'm just burning up. I might have the yellow fever and the black fever both. Elizabeth was right when she said I might take sick. She was right.
Well,
bless
her
heart.
I don't think you're sick, Abner. Just sit still there for a while and cool off. I believe you'll be all right.
Oh, not with these hot chills I'm having. You better call Doc Miller. Just hope he gets here before I die, that's all.
Abner, you ain't gonna die.
I'm just burning up, Lum. Starting to perspire something wonderful. I'll never make it to the county seat next Monday. I won't last that long, Lum.
Just a minute. I'll call Doc Miller.
Yeah, call him, Lum.
You're sort of getting red in the face.
Call him right away. Tell him to hurry. I'm a sick man.
Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skim.
I don't want to see him. I want to see a doctor, Lum. That's who I need.
I'll get you out of Squire as quick as I can. Just hold on, Abner.
Well,
howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen. How are you today, Abner?
Don't ask him, Squire.
He'll
be on his level best today.
Well, that's too bad. But what's the trouble?
Oh, just a little.
I'm dying. That's the trouble with me, Squire, dying.
No, it ain't that bad, but I thought I'd call Doc Miller just to be on the safe side, you know.
Yes, it's the best to play safe, Lum. Well, I'm sorry to hear this. If there's anything I can do, Lum, why, be sure and call me.
Yeah, well, that's mighty thoughty of you, Squire.
I'm sorry I can't stay any longer now, but I've got to rush back. I just dropped in long enough to congratulate you men and to give you this ribbon.
Give us a ribbon?
Yes, for winning first place in the salvage drive.
Oh, the salvage drive.
Yeah, you see, I'm chairman of it, Lom, and I was going to give the ribbon to Cedric Weehunt, but then he told me that you men were the ones who'd sent him out to collect the tin cans and... Yeah, so I guess the ribbon goes to you. By George, I believe that boy must have picked up every tin can down. Yes, sir, did a marvelous job. And as head of the salvage committee, I want to thank you personally for your fine contribution to our drive.
Well, wait a minute, though, Squire. Then
tut, 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 now, Lum, you deserve this. You helped the war effort along tremendously. Ken, you know, plays a vital part in our war weapons. And in the cases they use for sulfur drugs and blood plasma and all that. In fact, you could say that the lives of our boys overseas depend on tin.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that before, but...
And to meet that need for tin, we've got to get every housewife in America to cooperate, to turn in her old tin cans. And they've got to do it not just this week or next week, but every week, too.
Yeah, but a few of them cans, them big ones...
Big ones, little ones, we need all sizes. Well, congratulations again, Lump. It's men like you that America looks to for leadership and patriotism. Hmm. We're all proud of you.
Well, good for us.
Well, I've got to get back over the place. Hope you get well soon, Abner. So long, Lump.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
Oh,
it looks like we ain't going to have no reflectors, but I reckon we have did something a whole lot more important.
Lom, can't you do something about these hot chills of mine? I don't believe I can last till Doc Miller gets here. I'll never make it.
Here, I'll unloosen your vest and unbutton your shirt a little. Don't know if I ought to do that or not.
Well, do it anyway, Lom, before I suffocate myself. I just can't stand it.
All right. How you ever got this vest on this way? I'll never know. Hold still. I can't unbutton your wig.
Mistake, man. Better listen to my chest, too, Lum, like Doc Miller does. See if you can hear my heart working in there. That thing might have melted right down and stopped for all I know, as hot as I am.
Put these buttons here on your shirt.
Well, I was trying to get... What's the matter, my tongue yelling or something?
If that don't beat the bugs you're fighting. So that's where you put them.
That's where I put what, Lum?
No wonder you're having hot flashes. There's that long underwear you lost. You got on both pair of them.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.